Hey everyone, I'm Coy and welcome back to a brand new season of CNN 10. I am pumped to be hanging out with you this week. We have a new look and some new segments that we can't wait to introduce. But first, let's get straight to the news. The British monarchy has lost its queen. Queen Elizabeth II died on Thursday at the age of 96 at Balmoral Castle in Scotland. The queen's reign lasted 70 years, having become queen at the age of 25. She ruled during a period of tremendous social and political change and ushered the crown into the 21st century. After seven decades on the throne, Thursday marked the end of a remarkably popular reign, despite a number of high-profile scandals that followed the British royal family over the years. President Biden called Queen Elizabeth a monarch who defined an era and ordered American flags be flown at half-staff. The queen had met with 13 of the last 14 presidents. The Queen's oldest son, Charles, immediately became king and will formally be crowned in the coming months. In the meantime, Britain is conducting a 10-day mourning ritual.
I know that your support will be unfailingly given. God help me to make good my vow, and God bless all of you for willing to share in it.
Queen Elizabeth II was UK's longest-running monarch. Born in 1926, she was known as Lilibet to her family and friends. She was never expected to be queen. Her future path changed entirely when she became heir presumptive at the age of 10. When her uncle, King Edward VIII, gave up the crown and her father then ascended to the throne, her reign began in 1952 after her father died while she and her husband Philip were in Kenya. A year later, she was crowned in the first ever televised coronation. It was watched by millions around the world. During her reign, she worked with 15 British prime ministers, and she traveled more widely than any other British king or queen before her.
I address you today as queen of 16 United Nations member states and as head of the Commonwealth of 54 countries.
Diamond Jubilee events marked 60 years of her reign in 2012. She was also the first British monarch to celebrate a platinum jubilee after 70 years on the throne. In 2021, her husband, Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, died, her lifelong companion. They had been married for seven decades. Having given speeches across the world, it is perhaps her distinctive voice many will remember.
We are just passing through. Our purpose here is to observe, to learn, to grow, to love, and then we return home.
Yesterday was the 21st anniversary of the September 11th attacks. The day caused chaos, terror, and death when the Al-Qaeda terrorist group carried out coordinated attacks against America. Nearly 3,000 people were killed when terrorist-flown planes crashed into the World Trade Center in New York City, the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., and a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, as passengers attempted to overpower the hijackers. Yesterday, President Biden was scheduled to mark the anniversary of the attacks by delivering remarks and laying a wreath at the Pentagon. The First Lady, Jill Biden, was set to deliver remarks at the Flight 93 National Memorial Observance in Shanksville. And Vice President Kamala Harris planned to travel to New York City for a commemoration ceremony with families of the victims at the National September 11th Memorial. In reflection of the day and its impact, we've posted on our YouTube page a special tour from inside the 9/11 Memorial Museum. You can check that out at youtube.com/CNN10. It's 10-second trivia time. In Greek mythology, who is the goddess of the hunt? Is it Artemis, Athena, Nike, or Iris? Drum roll, please. In ancient Greek mythology, Artemis is the goddess of the hunt and the wilderness. Up next, we're looking up. Humans haven't been back to the moon since 1972, but NASA wants to change that with their newest mission, Artemis. But last week, the Space Administration called off the launch of the mission for the second time. The latest reason? A hydrogen leak detected before blastoff. Days before, the launch was delayed when an engine failed to reach the correct temperature. NASA officials feel it's better to be safe than sorry, and they just need more time to fix the problem. NASA says they'll likely relaunch Artemis later this month, or maybe in October. the program has an astronomical price tag. NASA already spent $40 billion to develop the rocket. They're behind schedule and over budget. The Artemis mission has also faced criticism from people who believe Elon Musk's SpaceX offers a more cost-effective and efficient way to travel to space. NASA has big plans for Artemis. They hope future launches will carry astronauts to the moon's south pole, and they ultimately want to establish a permanent base on the moon for humans to live and work. That plan could come sooner than later.
It's one small step for man,
July 20th, 1969, the culmination of nearly a decade of work that would lead to a half century of technological innovations. The Apollo program landed 12 men on the moon in a span of less than 4 years.
Boy, this is a neat way to travel. Isn't it great?
But humans haven't been back since 1972. Now NASA wants to change that with the Artemis missions. In Greek mythology, Artemis was the twin sister of Apollo. In a nod to the female goddess, NASA plans to send the first woman, as well as the first person of color, to the lunar surface. The timeline has been a moving target. First planned for 2028, the bullseye is now 2025. But the goal is bigger than a few boots on the ground. This time, NASA wants to establish a permanent base on the moon. By learning how to live and work there, the hope is that astronauts will eventually take that knowledge to the next frontier, Mars. But for the next decade or so, the focus is on the moon. Here's how NASA would make it happen. Astronauts would travel to the moon on the Orion spacecraft, on top of the most powerful rocket NASA has ever built. Orion would then rendezvous with Gateway, a space station orbiting the moon. From there, astronauts would transfer to a reusable lunar lander built by a commercial partner like SpaceX. Unlike Apollo, the Gateway space station would allow access to more areas of the moon. It will also be the home of scientific experimentation. And NASA plans to continually send astronauts to the moon for years to come after the first phase of Artemis. But getting there won't be easy. It is rocket science, after all.
We will not fly astronauts until it's safe. And if that means there's a delay, then we will delay.
Already, the Artemis program has suffered delays. Critical pre-launch tests have been hampered by issues with propellant loading and a malfunctioning helium check valve. The number one issue is safety. But all that testing and tinkering doesn't come cheap. In 2019, NASA estimated it would take $20 to $30 billion to get humans back to the moon. But NASA's Inspector General says that won't even be close. It estimates the entire program will cost a whopping $93 billion by 2025. Whether it gets full funding or not, NASA stands firm that the lunar landing will happen.
We're going back to the moon, but this time we're going back to learn, to stay, to develop new systems, new technologies, new techniques on how to live a long time in that hostile environment. Because when we go to Mars, we're going to have to learn that.
In 1969, Apollo took humanity to new heights. By 2025, Artemis could prepare it for new worlds.
And for 10 out of 10, check this out. Cargo pants make quite the fashion statement, but how about cargo pants made from fast food napkins? And they even zip off into shorts. Perfect for any season or meal, I guess. The Chipotle company partnering with designer Nicole McLaughlin, who once made shorts out of Legos. The company posted images of the process sewing the napkins together. But if you'd like to rock a pair of these, they won't be available. They're one of a kind. And the only chance customers have at wearing some is to try to make them yourself. Chipotle napkin pants. I don't know. Well, you'd have a place to wipe your hands when you're done, and you'd definitely give people something to taco about. Before we go, I want to give a shout out to Richmond Middle and High School in Richmond, Maine. Go Bobcats! You get the first shout out of the new season. We hope you and everyone watching around the world have a wonderful one. I'm Coy Wire. Thanks for watching CNN 10.